I also started the disposal of pharmaceuticals because pharmaceuticals, old drugs, were being flushed down the toilet. And not just in the homes, but we had the pharmaceutical industry flushing them through the sewer systems. And this has a huge impact. So now we are properly maintaining this area, which is very important. But when we go back to the point that I made about the patients now are no longer in the homes, or no longer in the hospital, they're in the home. And recently, and this was just about a month and a half ago, the region of Peel told the public, the general public, to double bag their healthcare waste and put it in the garbage, and it's going to go to landfill. So when I approached the region, they came back with an email stating that their staff had contacted the ministry and confirmed that home healthcare waste, which includes healthcare-related materials from Peel residents, such as dialysis tubing, and I'm quoting this right from the email, IV tubing, gastric and nasal tubes, soil dressings and incontinence products, sponges, caps, catheters, disposable pads, gowns, gloves, masks, aprons, and colonoscopy bags, is domestic waste and is therefore excluded from the requirements of guideline C4. And he goes on to say that staff also inquired about how to safely collect home health care waste and received guidance from the ministry that home health care waste could be safely handled as garbage if it was double bagged. This is the instruction that was provided. And this is what the region of Peel is now providing to the residents that they can do. I, in the meantime, have contacted the Ontario Premier, Kathleen Wynne. I have also spoken with MPP Amrit Mangas because she has been involved in waste management. The Ontario Minister of the Environment and Climate Change, Mr. Glenn Murray. And I have had ongoing correspondence. So, this is not a new issue. I have been trying to make government and the region aware of proper handling of this waste for about 20 years now. And now I am past being nice. I have given them enough time to make the changes to regulations, to set up proper systems. So now that's why I was put in the position to have a the YouTube video and to have the petition. Now, I must say that Mr. Glenn Murray responded to me actually just last Friday, and he has asked that I speak to the Director of Policy, and a meeting has been set up for the end of August. I have also got a meeting set up in September with the Region of Peel. It is so important that we look at how this waste is managed, and as I said, not just in Ontario, but in Canada and the United States. You see, the mosquitoes don't just live in one little place. They are spreading across North America. And this petition is requesting the change in regulations for total destruction of healthcare waste. That healthcare waste has to be diverted from landfill. I do not want any of the healthcare waste going to landfill. And we need standardization of healthcare waste management in Canada and in North America. And that's why I want people to go to the NATO site, to click on the link to go to the petition and sign it. It is very important. Because it's only through public input that government listens. We had, when I set up that needle exchange program or that diabetic depot program in BC, the needle exchange program in Vancouver brought in over 50,000 needles a month. And it was first managed by the city by putting the needles into jugs and burning them in the dog pound incinerator. Today, we have sharp containers to put the needles in and proper pickup and disposal systems. we all have to make a difference, and it is very, very crucial that we put systems in place and that we don't stand back and think that everything is okay. I challenge people to look at what is happening with the pharmaceuticals, what is happening with the diapers. You know, the city of Toronto said it's okay to put the diapers into the compost material. And I was involved at that time with a company that set up a new technology called No Waste, which was recycling diapers. That technology disappeared. It went to Europe because in Ontario, they thought, the city of Toronto thought it would be better to compost this type of waste. When you compost diapers from AIDS and hepatitis patients, you contaminate the compost. You have to be very careful what you're putting into compost material.
Certainly. Thank you very much, Jane, for educating our audience today more about the work that you're currently doing. And I want to mention that in 1994, you started your own company working to assist companies in preparing for global business, ensuring their management systems met international standards. You also started the first environmental auditor training and e-learning for implementing ISO standards. In addition, you also sat on Canada and US boards for auditor certification, and you wrote their body of skills and knowledge requirements. As an expert in this field, what is the best advice that you can provide to the young professionals and youth out there who are interested in following your lead?
Sustainability of our world is key. It is so important. And young people today actually have been movers and shakers and innovators. We all need to take responsibility to make a difference in our world. And the best advice I can provide to these young professionals is to be an influencer of positive change for your world. Learn to ask the right questions. If you'd like to know the right questions to ask, you can, you know, look at my book, Driving Sustainability to Business Success. It outlines questions tied with the key business principles that drive a business to success and the companies that are making a difference in our world. They're looking at their businesses and opportunities to improving waste management, to improve the reuse of water. A lot of industry is making a difference. We need to look at our government because our government manages our waste, our water, and our energy. And they need to be accountable as well. And we, the public, need to ask the right questions. I challenge the young people to be innovative, to be optimistic, to review the risks out there and confront them, find solutions, make a difference, and support good causes. But I also say to the young people, talk with those who are knowledgeable, who have been there, because they too need to be a part of that decision making. We need to have visionaries. We need to be flexible and have the courage and perseverance to make changes. If I could bring about one significant change, and I want the public to think about this, I would have all companies managed by a man and a woman together. Why? Because we look at things differently, and we need differences to build strength. Together, we make a difference. I started to implement this change in all the committees that I work on. I always work with a man, and that is a real challenge. But for me, that makes me think. And we bring both sides to the table. What is the change you want to bring about? That's what you have to think about.
Absolutely. Jane, I want to thank you again for doing this interview. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Are there any final words that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Thank you so much for this opportunity, first to have NATO and yourself to do the interview and to be passionate about this as well. I really, really appreciate it. The one final word that I want to leave with listeners is that your health matters. You only have one life. I want you to sign the petition now to stop healthcare waste going to landfills and have our government change regulations. We need to work together to make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jane.